Okay, here we are. I should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barton is my name, and we are here live today on this Saturday, the 7th of April, 2018. And we are all here immersed in Britain in this. We spent many a 2 years describing false flag events by the government in America. But for the first hour today, I'm really going to rip into this appalling false flag in Britain of trying to pin this so-called nerve gas poisoning on Skripal, on Putin and Russia. And it's now falling apart. The story is totally, utterly falling apart. And Theresa May and Boris Johnson, this is going to be the end of them. It really is. And there's a lot of really dirty stuff going on here, not just the poisoning. Michael Rivera had a very quick off-the-mark report that they ate a meal of fish called fugu, which may have been, that's a very dangerous fish meal to eat, I believe, if it's not properly cooked, it can poison you. But these people are recovering very well. Skripal and his daughter Yulia, they're recovering, and she's speaking. And it is going to be very interesting what comes out of this. And as a very good reporter, Alexander Negrosov is a Russian. He's regularly on the BBC, and he's on RT. He's a former Kremlin press officer. Okay, that might sound dicey. But I've been watching him for years. He's never told a lie once or spun information. He's very good at analyzing news. And he made a very, very good point, the point being that when there's a spy swap, and Skripal is a spy swap, double agent, the Russians, the Americans, the Chinese, the Israelis, they never go after a person who's used in a spy swap because, for the simple reason, the following, the next spy swap, which they never know when will happen, wouldn't work. The spies involved couldn't take part in it if they had killed one after the event. So, that is one very, very sensible reason. That kind of protocol, if you could say there's any protocol between superpowers, you're all up to dirty tricks, as we know. But that has never happened. And if this was a Russian event, which why would Putin do this coming up to to the World Cup in Russia, coming up to his own re-election, and with the deluge of false propaganda against him already, he'd be shooting himself in the foot. He and the Russians are not, repeat, not stupid. They're very clever people, and their educational level is above most countries in the Western world. Even people, children in primary school, I've met a lot of Russians in different situations in London. Emigrated here, and they're very impressive people. But this case is falling apart, and Boris Johnson shooting, the foreign secretary, shooting his mouth off, saying he has absolute proof, blah, blah, blah. He's been proved a total liar because he's now after compromising the head of Porton Down, that's the UK's bioweapons laboratory. Its official name is the Government's Defence Science and Technology Laboratory at Porton Down. We call it Porton Down for short. And the head of that agency is Gary Aitkenhead. And I saw the interview with him, where he said, we identified this as Novichok, but he, to contradict Boris Johnson, he said, it's not his job to identify who did it, which is correct, etc., etc. So Porton Down's head of a government official has cut the Foreign Secretary and the Prime Minister adrift, unprecedented to carry on, honest to God. And another background to this is a very good researcher in Britain, equivalent to the Patriot movement, called Brian Gerrish. I hope to have him on the program soon. It'll be an ungodly hour for him, like it's 3 a.m. here right now. It's 9 a.m. Central in the U.S. But he'd have to come on at that time on a Sunday morning, which it is here now. I'm into Sunday this time. But he has been fighting the battle on explaining the conspiracies in Britain. He's a former naval commander. He gave up, which paid a mighty price in his own career. He gave up his job as a naval commander because he had to take fishing gear of British fishermen under EU law for breaking technical rules of fishing. So he couldn't continue that anymore. And anyway, it brought him into a long journey into what is equivalent to the Patriot movement in America. And he has said, with his knowledge of these matters as well, that Theresa May, despite all her talk, she's actually aiming for a thing called Brexit without exit. And this was to cause havoc between the Western alliance and Russia, and for her to come to a position where Britain wouldn't fully leave the European Union. That's really behind this. But whether she ordered this up herself, I don't think she has the ability or the mentality or the intelligence to order it up from the thing. But I think it's a bit of freelancing from the British Security Services, just like the dirty work that they got involved in the dossier, the Trump dossier from Christopher Steele. This looks like part two. But I've never seen such dirty tricks and such crap carry on. And would you believe it? On a survey of the people of Salisbury, where this took place, the majority there don't believe it was Russia, right? And why didn't they evacuate the town when this, if this poisoning substance was around? If it was widely used there, it could have killed hundreds of people, but that is not the case. And everybody is supposedly infected, but there is now recovering very well, including the police officer. And the story that it was put on the door handles of his door, well, that's one of the worst places for even a terrorist spy operation working for a government wouldn't do that, because the wrong person, many people could handle the door handle, and that would make it a very, very tricky indeed, and the target wouldn't may not be hit. But it is absolutely shocking, and I just read some reports, and one also from Richard North, who is one of the finest researchers in Britain, and certainly not in the world. He runs a site called EUreferendum.com and gives daily commentary up to the Brexit referendum. He was a technical researcher in the EU for years. He went in to do to find out how it worked with UKIP, with Nigel Farage. They split after a while, but he is the definitive expert, and he should be the key person involved in these negotiations. And he developed a thing called Flexit, the actual deal that Britain should do to come out of the European Union with the minimum of damage. But again, it's all the different careers go before the actual country here in political terms. But just this small article here, the Foreign Office, they were caught this week deleting tweets they'd put on their own website. The British Foreign Office, now that they're on the run from the story, is breaking down. It says here, the Foreign Office has deleted a tweet blaming Russia for the Salisbury attack after UK scientists announced they had not verified the source of the nerve agent used. The government had posted a message online that stated that the Kremlin was responsible, based on a phrase called highly likely. I mean, imagine running Cold War or in a superpower relations based on highly likely, which could escalate into a serious war. By the way, I have a report that came in this evening from a source. I won't go into it today. I'm not ready to do it. But right now, tonight, there's a massive standoff going on in the South China Sea between the United States and Russia with two aircraft carriers. That's going on right now. Not a word of it on the media, but you heard it here first. It said, this Foreign Office tweet said, analysis by world-leading experts at the Defense Science and Technology Laboratory, Fortendown, made clear that this was a military-grade Novichok nerve agent produced in Russia. But yesterday, the head of that agency, Gary Aikenhead, from Fortendown, said the role of the lab was not to work out where the agent came from. Yes, to just identify the chemical. Sure, that's its role. He added the government's conclusion that it was highly likely to be a Russian was based on a number of other sources. The Foreign Office confirmed it had taken the tweet down because it had been an inaccurate summary of the comments made by the UK's ambassador to Russia. The Defence Science and Technology Laboratory made clear that this was a military-grade Novichok nerve agent produced in Russia, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But just going to come on to another part of the report. Foreign Secretary Boris Bojo, as he's known here, with his nickname, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, is also under fire after also seeming to have categorically said Russia was behind the attack that was left, that left former double agent Sergei Skripal, age 66, and his 33-year-old daughter Yulia in a critical condition in hospital. When previously asked why the UK believed Russia was the source of the nerve agent, Mr. Johnson said the people from Portadown, the laboratory, well, he called them the guy there, the bloke, were absolutely categorical. I asked him myself, I said, are you sure? He said, there is no doubt. Labour leader, this is the opposition leader in Britain, the House of Commons, Jeremy Corbyn, has accused Mr. Johnson of exaggeration and is demanding answers. He claimed categorically, and I think he used the words 101%, that it had come from Russia. Well, there was no proof of that. Portadown have not said that, and they have identified Novichok, but not the source, etc., etc. Okay. But it's just beginning to roll into a mega political crisis with this government. They're going to be proven total morons. And I think it's worth, I'll read out this article because it's very well put together by Richard North of EU Referendum. And he said, having posted earlier on the Skripal poisoning, I suppose we can hardly ignore the latest dramatic development. Setting the scene, we have Foreign Secretary Johnson's recent assertion that having spoken personally, to the Portadown Laboratory, who were categorical about the nerve agent having been from Russia, they did not say that. Now we have Gary Aitkenhead, that head of the Portadown expert, confirming nerve agent used poisoning spy. Talking in shorthand, chief, yes, blah, blah, blah. Oh, sorry, this article has a lot of shorthand. Has announced that the laboratory has not verified the precise source. That's the point. We were able, he said, this is the Aitkenhead saying, we were able to identify it as Novichok, to identify that it was military-grade nerve agent, he said, adding that we have not identified the precise source, but we have provided scientific information to the government, who have used a number of other sources to piece together conclusions. That was on March 22nd of March when he cited the High Court judgment permitting blood samples to be taken from the Skripals who were then unconscious. This recorded a finding from Portadown to the effect that blood samples from Sergei Skripal and Yulia Skripal were analysed, and the findings indicated exposure to a nerve agent or related compound, right, may not be a nerve agent at all. The samples tested positive for the presence of a Novichok class nerve agent, a closely related agent. And the former British ambassador to Murray to Russia has absolutely rounded on the government for appalling handling of this case. I've never seen that happen before, ever. And they're all basing everything on overwhelmingly likely. But Theresa May now, by the way, has crawled back into the bunker, which is a characteristic of her. Gone missing again over this, even though we're over the Easter break and she's meant to be in circulation again. But even the European allies are saying under their breath now and letting things slip out of the press that they think they were taken for a ride on this. So it's one of the key thing that has to be found out is, did the government, Theresa May and the people in the Cobra Committee, that's the security part of the cabinet, ordered this up, or was this freelancing by the security services? That is the key point about this. And there's lots of other stuff here, but I'll move on. But it's going to be a massive, massive scandal. And we have Paul Craig Roberts writing on this as well. It's a lot of repeated stuff again. But it's just shocking. But the key other point put in perspective is that, quoting Alexander Negrasov, I might just get that guy in this program, he's available to other networks, saying that this protocol, the key point is that Skripal was a spy swap individual. He now has a British passport. Swap spies have never been attacked before, never. And to do it now, as I say, with all the surrounding circumstances, would be insane. But it is falling apart, totally, utterly falling apart, including the new, supposedly saintly, talented young child, really, Gavin Williamson, who told Russia just to go away. Well, I think he'll regret saying that. I think he really will regret saying that. There's little doubt of that. But on and on we go. But the other problem, just to stay in the UK for a while, Gallagher, we have now 50 murders of young people stabbing and shooting each other in London. Higher rate than New York. It's out of control now, these ghetto areas of London. Young black teenagers mostly killing each other, and there's been 50 this year. There was something like 116 last year. At this rate, we're going to head for maybe 200 this year. And it's putting the skids under Cressida Dick, this creature who is now the new head of Scotland Yard, the chief constable of the UK police force, effectively. But it is just out of control. I never thought I'd see it this bad. And Matagoras is writing an article about it here in Activist Post. And he's saying, in the early 20th century, British citizens were trusted by their governments to own firearms. In fact, then Prime Minister Robert Gascoigne Cecil, the Marquess of Salisbury, that's who he's known as, once said, law of the day when there was a rifle in every cottage in England. However, beginning with the law requiring a permit for handguns, Britain would embark down a slippery slope of total citizen disarmament. And by 1996, all guns, including handguns, were banned in the UK. So we're totally disarmed. The criminals have the guns. In London, it's the young black guys have knives and the drug dealers have the guns. That's the way it goes in London. In fact, so scared of its citizens having guns in the United Kingdom that in the 2006, the government even banned toy guns under the guise of reducing violence with the Violent Crime Reduction Act. Fast forward to 2018, and as gun rights activists have consistently warned, only criminals and the government have guns. The result of the incremental stripping of rights has left the citizens of the United Kingdom sitting ducks, merely waiting for violent criminals and a corrupt government to take hold. According to multiple new reports, this now seems to be the case. And I've come to a case of a pensioner, 78, who was attacked in his home this week. And he got involved with a long-time hardcore criminal who has a history of breaking in and attacking pensioners. And the 78-year-old took the knife off him and stabbed him and killed him. And the police turned around and charged the pensioner with murder. But I'll read that case in a while. But there was an absolute uproar led by the Daily Mail. And I have to say, the Daily Mail has run some fantastic campaigns and really got back at the government and got them to stand down. And now the murder charge against this 78-year-old pensioner has been dropped. But anyway, he said the result of incremental stripping of rights has left the citizens of the United Kingdom sitting ducks, merely waiting for violent criminals and a corrupt government to take hold. According to multiple new reports, this now seems to be the case. Scotland Yard has since called an emergency meeting as London is now gripped by unprecedented violent crime. I mean, it's shocking. This violent crime spike comes as an ex-senior officer says police have lost control of the streets. Of course they have. And again, political correctness crap. Theresa May interfered and stopped stop and search in Britain, and it reduced its effectiveness, and this is one of the results. Following a massive spike in murders, one that has now passed that of New York City, these chiefs are scrambling to try and tackle knife and gun violence in the city. London is currently experiencing an exceptional high level of gun and knife crime. The invite to the emergency meeting read, according to The Guardian, it is important that our response is fully informed by community concerns and any community tensions, blah, 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 a typical seminar language the police use. But according to The Guardian, among those attending the meeting were the Labour MP for Tottenham, David Lammy. He's a black guy and he talks a lot of sense, there's no doubt about that. But anyway, we have a New York-style gun crime in London as well, running out of control. Absolutely. I'm wondering, are we going to a break? I don't hear the music. Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, going to a break. Just testing my system's working here. And we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in with Acrobok. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. And we're wading through the latest news in the UK, the Skripal poisoning, which is now seen as a total scam. I mean, the government are in real trouble here, whoever actually did this. It may not even have been a nerve gas, really, at reporting down or telling the truth. But it's going to go on and on. We'll be covering this for a while. But anyway, getting back to the United States, 380 sheriffs across 40 U.S. states urged Trump to build the border wall to stop the flood of drug-running illegals. And Robert Jonathan is writing this, showing very good pictures of the old wire fence, which looked like a joke. But they're saying nearly 400 sheriffs from around the country who are affiliated with the National Sheriffs Association are calling. I'm just going to back on the other system. Are calling upon Congress to pass legislation that will at long last secure the southern border among the recommendations. The sheriffs want barriers to be constructed at the border along with upgrades to current fencing. They also propose that visas to be put on hold for countries that lack adequate vetting and demand an end to sanctuary jurisdictions which are non-compliant with federal immigration law. I mean, they're just an outrage. Sanctuary cities, just two fingers up to everybody, particularly when it comes to detaining violent, illegal aliens and felons. Year after year, we have been warning the federal government, this is the sheriffs talking, about detrimental increases in transitional drug trafficking, gang violence, sex trafficking, murder, and other escalating incidents of crime by illegal aliens entering our country. Because Congress has failed to enact the necessary reforms, our citizens and legal residents face even greater dangers. Our national security is more vulnerable, and our enforcement efforts have been seriously compromised by letters. Well, it does look like Trump is going to go ahead with this. A lot of things now he has compromised. But we'll see. And the article of this, it's worth reading what these sheriffs are saying. As one of, this is probably the Constitutional Sheriffs Association, I would presume, as one of his principal campaign promises. President Trump vowed to build a border wall to protect America from wrongdoers such as narcotics and human smugglers, criminal gangs, and international terrorists. Thanks to obstructionist Democrats and spineless Republicans, the $1.3 trillion federal spending bill that the president reluctantly signed last month contained no funding for the border wall, even though several prototypes already have been built. Trump deemed it a down payment, however. And it goes on to say, the spokesman for the Sheriff's Association, without border security and immigration reform, more Americans will continue to be victims of crime. Now is the time to act. The letter signed by 380 sheriffs from 40 states concludes. The National Sheriffs Association describes itself as one of the largest organizations of law enforcement professionals in the U.S., which represents 3,000-plus elected sheriffs and with a total membership that exceeds 20,000. In a development that is perhaps out of Alice in Wonderland, upside-down world, unhinged, virtue-signaling, far-left California Democrats who have a stranglehold on state governments have threatened to sue or jail sheriffs who cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement in the apprehension of dangerous criminal offenders. I mean, can you believe this? I'll read this again. It's hard to believe this is going on by part of the government apparatus attacking another one. In a development that is perhaps out of an Alice in Wonderland upside-down world, unhinged, virtual signaling far-left California Democrats, who have a stranglehold on state government, have threatened to sue or jail sheriffs who cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement in the apprehension of dangerous criminals. It's unbelievable. California has already passed legislation declaring itself a sanctuary state. In response, a grassroots effort has been launched to overturn the law by a referendum that would appear on the ballot in November 2020. And related, read more about the lawlessness of big government and liberalmobs.com, etc. Okay, final few paragraphs of this article. In the meantime, according to the headlines, a caravan of illegal immigrants, mainly from Honduras, is reportedly headed for the U.S. President Trump has deploy the military. Hey, we're going to the break. Be back in about 3 minutes.
Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barton Report, and we're wading through our usual recipe of stuff here, but we've just covered in some regard the Skripal poisoning in London, which is now falling apart and for bringing I think has the chance of bringing this government down, honestly, but if not a change of personnel at the top, but also about the Constitutional Sheriffs Association and their saying about Trump building the wall. But I'll just go on the handset. The article here I was reading was saying according to the headline, a caravan of illegal immigrants mainly from Honduras is reportedly headed for the US, and President Trump has said that he will deploy the military to seal the border. And as Natural News has suggested, there is no greater responsibility for the US president than to protect and defend our country. Moreover, the preamble of the U.S. Constitution says that the founding document is being enacted to ensure domestic tranquility and provide for the common defense. Although globalist Republicans have a lot of explaining to do about illegal immigrants flooding the U.S. over many years and their lip service to border security, as Health Ranger Mike Adams, the founding editor of Natural News, has explained, Democrats have pushed an array of economic incentives, including entitlement benefits, to encourage undocumented individuals to enter the country illegally as a power play to expand their vote base. I mean, that's how low-life they are, absolutely scum. Watch Texas Sheriff A.J. Loderback, and Massachusetts Sheriff Thomas Hodgkinson discussed the border security letter to Congress that they signed during appearances on the Fox Business Channel and the Fox News Network. I see an article here just a few minutes ago in the Daily Mail that John McCain, he's still alive, is saying that the U.S. should rejoin the TPP.
I mean, what a disgusting specimen this is. It's the epitome of evil. The TPP is to just totally wipe out any democratic government and give all decisions to corporate corporations. But he's been on the take for so long, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, still talking about undocumented people. The latest demand from undocumented, in brackets, students included legal defense against potential ICE raids, ICE raids, safe spaces and gather to gather and more. Oh, my God. These universities are... I think these should brand these universities as terrorist organizations for the damage they're doing to America, considering they're trying to brand the Patriot Movement as terrorists. I mean, it's obscene. Roughly 200 students attending the University of California, Santa Barbara, staged a walkout earlier this week to demand more resources for illegal immigrants students, even though there is a strong case to be made for those students shouldn't even be in the country to begin with. Correct. Their demands included allowing illegal immigrant students to have easy access to an attorney to defend against potential ICE raids, that's immigration and customs, etc., raids, as well as an area of campus designated to be a safe space where they could go to convene and talk about their troubles. Oh my God. We urge all of the UCSB students, staff, guess what that means, faculty, and the Santa Barbara community to take immediate action and join us in our walkout. Do not be idle on this day. There is power in our joint collective, wrote the undocumented students' ideas. And it says, improving dreams, equality, access, and success. wonderful. Well, they at least do spell the words anyway. On their official Facebook page, Congress has failed to vote on a single piece of legislation to protect the 800,000 DACA recipients and 11 million undocumented immigrants. Excuse me. A well-calculated from very good researchers. There's so close to 30 million illegals in the United States. And when I was in the States in 92, 93, I think the figure was around 20 million, but it's definitely around 30 million now. Related to one of California's sanctuary cities helped to protect a self-admitted murderer who killed an innocent woman. Well, nothing would surprise me in California. And the article goes on to say, apparently nobody informed the students' group that the DACA beneficiaries and the 11 million illegal aliens currently in the country have no right to be here and are technically not entitled to any kind of protection they get in the way of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents doing their job. They broke the law when they came into this country through the back door, and as for the younger undocumented students who have been in America since birth, perhaps their parents should bear some of the responsibility for bringing them into the country, knowing full well that it would result in deportation. Thankfully enough, California may be one of the most liberal and illegal immigrant-friendly states in the entire country. Not everyone is so eager to cave in to these demands and provide more protections for undocumented students. Well, part of the reason California is bankrupt as a state is that the cost of illegal immigrants and education and mental health services and all the rest. DACA recipients are clearly overplaying their hand if they think that they are in a position for demanding anything from Congress or the American people. We owe them nothing, argued David Ray, Director of Communications at the Federation of American Immigration Reform, FAIR, whoever they are. He added that these students should be taking their rage out on the parents who knowingly and willingly plunged them into this situation in the first place. Absolutely correct. Sadly, it is hardly the first time that the students have organized to demand that their illegal immigrant students among them be protected from law enforcement. Back in 2016, the Harford Courant, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, reported that students at Yale University were participating in campus-wide walkouts in an effort to turn Yale into a sanctuary campus. The event was held in response to pledges that the president-elect Donald Trump and his team were making at the time to deport illegal immigrants from the country and to defund sanctuary cities. Sure.
So they should. Something similar happened in January of last year at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. As PJ Media reported at the time, students on campus organized and established a set of demands aimed at turning the school into a sanctuary, not just for illegal immigrant students, but also for their families. Here again, students apparently forgot that this country does have existing immigration laws and the need to be followed, and that need to be followed. And just because an illegal immigrant is a student, just automatically entitled to be protected. Well, they're being encouraged to do this by their teachers and professors. And I must say, then, the word professor has been degraded now to absolutely crap in the last couple of years, because some of the stuff they come out with. 20, 30 years, 40 years ago, you had to really earn the position of being a professor. But now they seem to give it out like confetti tickets or cloakroom tickets. Whether the article finishes up to say, whether it's college campuses, cities, or entire states, the fact that we have certain areas of the country not complying with federal immigration laws is a very serious problem that must be addressed. America is either a country of laws or is a country of lawlessness. It cannot be both. Well said. Very well said by Mike Adams. And just one short article saying, yet more proof that universities are social justice terrorist training camps. Absolutely. J.D. Hayes writing this article. And he says, whenever I hear American college students complaining about being oppressed, I immediately think about the real examples of oppression I've seen in the third world while serving our country in uniform. J.D. Hayes has obviously been in the military. When I hear them demanding things after they're forcefully occupied campus property, like common thugs, I think, why is this? Why isn't someone expelling every single one of them with the promise that they will never be welcome back and they aren't getting refunds of their tuition? Those thoughts came rushing into my mind once more as I read about students at Harvard University. There used to be a saying, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. That's where they go into the military-industrial complex, the legal students there. They haven't any regard for these universities either. A majority of black school in Washington, D.C., who forced their way into the school administrative building on campus with a list of demands so outrageous and ridiculous. School alumni and Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall would have been ashamed. Essentially, what these students are demanding is free education, no homework, no grades, and probably not even classes, really. Just let us show up, give us diplomas, and send us on our way to shake it down to its core. The protests are being led by a group calling itself HU Resist, which is frankly sounds a lot like another left-wing domestic revolutionary organization stumping for just another Marxist cause. Yeah, sure. During the nearly week-long revolt, students have occupied all four floors of the administrative building, including the president's office, turning it all into a safe space that bans entry by faculty staff. Well, the university allows us to do that. It's just the end of that university. So that means all of the Howard University, and other ones, students who aren't part of this are suffering from an administrative standstill with issues pending before school officials, having been unofficially postponed for an indefinite date by school officials. HU Resist has nine demands, which was ostensibly sparked by a financial aid scandal, including the resignation of the college president and its board members. Specialized counseling combating... here's the nine demands, it looks like. Specialized counseling combating gentrification, the disarming of campus police, homework and class exemptions due to mental and emotional health issues. I think you could call that just plain lazy. The creation of a grievance system akin to a communist neighborhood watch in which all actions and speech are monitored. Oh my God. They want Honecker's Germany enforced, really. And hence anything deemed inappropriate would be banned or censored. When they involve students with marginalized identities, where to those clowns come up with Where did those clowns come up with the language? The list of demands, an investigative body of students, faculty, and administrators to handle disciplinary action involving students' complaints about misconduct and harmful behavior, such as the use of sexist, classist, colorist, queerphobic, the ableist, I don't know, the xenophobia language, all the ists, and meaning you would have to remove 50% of the English language, I think, due to political correctness. Or pretty much everything that offends their little sensibilities and forces them to think about someone else's competing viewpoints. And he goes on to say, as to the demand that campus cops be disarmed, which is a perfect idea if the goal is accommodating a school shooter. Yeah, it comes with the creation of a police oversight committee with university and community representatives on hand to conduct investigations while advising on department policies, procedures, budgets, etc. It's really a very technical spiel here. Anyway, this is illegal in universities, demanding that they run the university and turn it into a holiday camp, basically. But and a similar story in the UK here, which I didn't think I'd ever see, but guilty of PC waffle. Top judge tells colleagues not to say postman, lady, or immigrant in court because it might upset defendants and witnesses. Can you believe that? Wow. New guidance states real equality means favoring women and minorities. Judges banned from using ethnic minority, Afro-Caribbean, and transsexual. Well, transsexuals are probably 0.1% of the population, and we were meant to turn our lives upside down for them, and almost need a bodyguard to go into a public toilet now. But it is said, judges have been told that, Steve Doherty writing this for the Daily Mail, judges have been told that they can and what they can and cannot say in an effort to make all those who come before their courts feel they have been treated fairly. Treated fairly after handing the guidebook to the court, a special version of the English language. They have been banned from using phrases and words including ethnic minority, Afro-Caribbean, and transsexual, while a postman should become a postal operative. A postal operative is really good. The new guidance for judges and magistrates says real equality means favoring women and minorities to make up for the disadvantages they suffer. Oh, yeah. Now, I presume in this article, I haven't pre-read it, but they'll start talking about white privilege as well. That's the real... That means we should just go away and throw ourselves in the sea, us white people. Part of this equality drive includes a fresh list of terms and expressions that judges should no longer use. The extensive instructions on language in court insist that using acceptable terminology avoids offending the relevant party or witness that gives confidence that they will receive a fair hearing. Do they get sentenced for a crime at all? Probably not. The rules also recommend that courts should be slow to send women to prison because jail terms are more damaging to them than men. Transgender criminals, the guidance adds, are highly apprehensive about prison. Courts should be taken into private session or publicity about the trial restricted. And it shows a photograph of one of the creatures, this lady, Justice Rafferty. What a look. Her eyes don't even focus properly. She looks like she's staring into the abyss. She looks like she's been hypnotized, actually. She's one of the creatures who wrote this report. And it goes on to say just a few more things about this. The guidance, the 422-page equal treatment bench book for judges, 422 pages, is published by the Justice Judicial College. This is in London. I can't believe I'm reading this about the UK. The body in charge of training judges. Wait. 3 or 4 minutes.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Absolutely crippling, disgusting political correctness now gone into the courts in Britain. I mean, it's a disease. It's like a raging Ebola disease, and what judges are allowed to say and not to say. And as the guidance document was saying here, it's 422-page equal treatment bench book for judges. It's published by the Judicial College, the body in charge of training judges, which is led by an appeal judge, Dame Anna Rafferty. Actually, a right-looking cluck, this one. In the latest update to equality rules that were first produced under Tony Blair as Lord Chancellor, Lord Irving, who else, and ran into controversy after recommending that the courts should show leniency to Rastafarians because they regard smoking cannabis as a religious right. Maybe they should regard crime as religious right, so we let them off, yeah. True, equal treatment may not be always mean, they're looking for special treatment, not equal treatment. True equal treatment may not always mean treating everybody in the same way. The new version says fair treatment, judges are told, means that steps can be taken where appropriate to redress any inequality arising from the difference or disadvantage. I mean, these are invented things. I was just moving on to, this is the list of what's allowed and what's out. West Indian are inappropriate to use Afro-Caribbean, seen as offensive. What's in African-Caribbean now much more widely used, and that's allowed. Ethnic minority, the majority group also has ethnicity. Minority ethnic brings what's allowed brings in such groups as gypsy travelers, Jews, potential negative connotations. We meant to say Jewish people. Okay. Immigrant can sound exclusionary. You must say asylum seeker when factually correct. Lady, yeah. To use the word lady is patronizing. So you could say woman. Oh, you're allowed to use the word woman. That's something. Old woman. No, that's out. Older woman preferred terminology. Homosexual, echoes of discrimination. Again, you can't say that. You can say gay man. This is not comedy. This is the law of the land now in the UK. Queer, reclaimed by young people, but still considered derogatory by some. You're meant to say LGBTQIA, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, questioning queer, asexual. Some people say the A also stands for allies. Transsexual offensive transsexual is out. It's regarded as offensive to many. You're meant to say a trans person. Many find it acceptable. Isn't that cozy? And pre-operative or post-operative transgender person focuses on anatomy. So you're meant to say cisgender, C-I-S-G-N-D-R, people whose gender identity corresponds to birth's gender. Okay. But I'll continue the list after they are. It's absolutely hysterical, but sad. Okay.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.